The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
See this, only with the most charming kind of intention here, is Susan called yesterday with about 5 minutes of the program left to go, and fortunately,
Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I need to do a mea culpa. I have said repeatedly that in both high school and college, especially in college is the one I remember the most, because high school you could sometimes charm your way out of things. Not so much in college. But I took a physics test, and I got basically all the answers right, and I flunked it. And I went up to the professor, and I said, well, wait a minute, I got all the numbers right. And he said, look at your decimal points. And I said, yeah, but they're just decimal points. And he said, if you were building a bridge, the bridge would have fallen down. And I have never forgotten that. But yesterday we were talking, Manny and I, and I mean, I'm good at numbers, but I'm terrible at decimal points. Manny, God love him, is not terrifically good at either, but so, which is not an excuse. You know, it's my mea culpa. So we're talking about the number of people who are 100 or older in the world. And I don't know if I asked you that question. I think I asked Manny, because it's, for me, a startling number. There are about 7 billion people on the face of the earth, and about 480,000 worldwide are 100 or older, of about somewhere between, you know, right around 50,000 in the United States, which is a lot.
Yeah, it is.
And so I was trying to figure out the percentages, and as usual, my decimal points smacked me upside the head, because I think I got to, like, it's, you know, like 15%, and it's not. It's 0.15%, which is a little more reasonable if you think about it. 15% of the population. 15% of the population is probably over the age of, if I had to guess, probably 55. Maybe even, and I think about 20%. It's a bell-shaped curve. So, and it's a little bit skewed toward older because there's so many of us boomers. But 15% of people of 100 would be a large number. So it's about 15 one-hundredths. of a percent. Okay, so decimal points are not my strong suit. Never have been, never will be. But I just need it because there's somebody. Did we get any emails about it? I'm kind of surprised, except, you know, you folks are so nice to me. Either that or you just are not paying any attention or don't care, whatever. I don't care what it is. But this one, as soon as I got off the air, I thought, wait a minute, that number just can't be right. And so I sat down with paper and pencil, and, you know, I did it in the shower, and I sat with paper and pencil, and I actually ended up doing it by the fact that 7 billion is 7 times 10 to the 9th. That's how I had to finally do it, and by subtracting base numbers, and 7 million would be 10 to the 6th, so if you subtract that too, so that's how I did it, backward. It was clearly my decimals are not my strong suit, never have been, never will be, but on the other hand, I'm a psychologist. I actually passed statistics, but statistics, as far as I'm concerned, is kind of like learning a language. You know, you just memorize stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I avoided statistics. It's really interesting the things that you avoid in life, that then when you sort of are forced to confront with them. I mean, I'm a psychologist, right? So, but I'm not even talking about psychological issues. Those I've always been willing to confront. But things like math and biochemistry, especially when I was young, and I thought, well, you know, I'll just figure out a way around them because those are too scary. And, of course, life doesn't really let you do that. So sooner or later I had to take statistics, which was really fun and easy. And all you have to do is memorize. It's not really math, because math I've always been good at, except decimal points. But, I did fine in statistics. And biochem, you know, everybody said it was a flunk-out course. And when I finally took it, I thought it was fantastic because it explains everything. It's not easy, but it's not that hard. I mean, and I'd taken chemistry and I'd taken physics. So, and I also, I passed immunology not ever having taken biochemistry. Do not try this at home. It is a stupid thing to do. But it just proves that if you can take tests, you can take tests, even if you have no idea what the subject matter is. I didn't know what cis and trans was. Do you know what cis and trans is?
No.
It's left and right. That when you do chemical formulas, it turns out in nature, if you've seen the diagrams of like water or sulfuric acid or hydrochloric acid or any particular thing there, mm-hmm. there's a way of doing it stereotopically. So you're showing it in three dimensions. And it turns out if you have the oxygen going off the right-hand side, it behaves in one way. If it goes on the left-hand side, it behaves completely differently. Mm. So that's cis and trans, and you need to know which it is because they behave very differently. One of those little odd things in life that biochemistry teaches you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, if you're left-handed or right-handed, the world's going to look different. So.
Yep.
Poor metaphor, but nevertheless, I'm just trying to dig myself out of my decimal hole. All right, on this day in 1876, we know that this was the week that Alexander Bell patented the phone, but this was the first phone call that he actually made. He'd been trying since earlier in the week. He just got, the line kept dropping. I'm making that up. Do you remember what he said? his telephone call? I think he was just calling into the next room.
Oh.
I remember this just because of Sherlock Holmes is the reason I remember. It's Mr. Watson, come here, I want to see you.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was, and it was just a joke that his line kept dropping, although it probably did. On this day in 1922, Mahatma Gandhi was arrested in India, tried for sedition. He did, again, earlier this week, he organized his protest. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison. He was released after 2 years for an appendectomy. Do you know that?
I did not.
I did not either. In this day in 1952, Batista led a coup in Cuba and appointed himself the provisional president. It's very interesting. There is a new movie out starring Giovanna Ribisi about, it's called Papa, about Ernest Hemingway, which is set in this period. And because everybody knows that Ernest Hemingway wrote The Old Man and the Sea, got the Pulitzer Prize, and lived in Key West. You can go to visit his house in Key West, which has got lots of cats. But he also lived in Cuba. He lived in Cuba for, I think, a couple of years with his, third or fourth wife, Mary, and was living there during this period and was suspected of running guns. which all takes place in the movie. It's a really interesting movie. It'll come out probably in another month or so watch for it. But it's a very interesting look at a part of history and a part of Hemingway, which I didn't know. I mean, I knew he'd lived in Cuba. I knew he'd lived in Key West. I've actually visited his home. I knew. It's a very interesting portrayal by a guy who looks very much like him, who I never heard.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy.
Hey,
for under $26 a month.
Our
that's almost twice
down.
The coverage for less than half of what he had paid.
No,
if SelectQuote
no,
hasn't shopped
here,
for your life insurance, you're
that,
probably paying
that's
too much.
Apparently.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885.
I don't know what
403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
I price compared to
depending
exactly.
on the issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigMoneyBig.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. BigMoneyBig.com. That's BigMoneyBig.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Most of you know that heart disease
really
is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you can fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. Hopefully. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs?
Studio.
All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Right. Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, folks, let me tell you what happened, which is that the entire network just went down. Because sometimes I figure, well, it's me, but it wasn't. So we apologize. I guess I just got to talk into the void for a while. let me. I'm just going to start the program again. Is that all right with you guys? Because who knows where we were. So I was talking about the fact that yesterday we'd done this thing about, you know, spring is here, and I went tearing out of here at 3 o'clock because I had a screening at 3:30, and it's about 25 minutes away. But it was still, I mean, all the kids were out, and it was not very warm here yesterday. It was sunny, but it was in the low 50s and maybe a 10-mile-an-hour wind, which means it felt like it was in the 40s. But it was sunny, and it was clear that every nanny, every kid, every teenager, every dog, every crocus, every daffodil, everybody was just out smiling, and they were bundled up. And there was this one kid who was probably my favorite event of the walk over there. There's a basketball court, and this kid wasn't very big. He was, you know, maybe 8 or 9 and kind of skinny, and he was standing on the free throw line, and he turned his back, and he'd been trying to shoot baskets and wasn't getting anywhere near. And he turns his back and threw the basketball over his head and nearly made the basket. And I thought he was just going to die from happiness. He didn't actually make it, but it was closer than any of his other shots. And it was just one of those days that you think, it's actually spring. So that was a good thing. And although run of dumb stuff seems to be going. It turns out the screening wasn't yesterday, it's today. So, but it's another nice spring day, so there we go. So, so Jake, I've got you, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because before, I guess I was just talking to the void.
Yeah.
Because, do we think it was a sunspot? Do we have any idea what happened?
It's a good theory. I'm not sure.
Remember, there was some guy who said the sunspots were just going to make everything crazy. But yeah. I don't know when he was talking about. But why don't we just attribute it to that?
Sure.
Yeah, don't you think?
Sounds good to me.
All right. So tell me about your favorite part of spring.
Oh.
Do you have? I mean, is spring one of your times of year?
I love it. It's I think my favorite.
Your fave.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I just love the. Well, pretty much everything about it, but just the rebirth. You know, everything coming alive again. Birds are chirping, everything's getting green, it feels like you kind of got a fresh start, you know?
Yeah, it does that, doesn't it? That, you know, it's really interesting, because that's kind of I'd said the flowers and stuff like that, although I tell you, I'm always sort of, when I had a garden, I'm always sort of planting early, and then watch my tuna sickles, you know, or my my tulip sickles just sort of think, I can't believe you did this to us again. And around here, because we had a couple of 70-degree days, all the stuff came out, and you know, all the flowers bloomed, and then it got freezing again, and so
yeah,
they all froze. So you know, I don't know how they're going to do, but there were the tulips seem to be the smartest. They seem to sort of think, oh no, we know that this is, you know, we know this isn't for real. We're just going to stay here. But, I mean, everything was up yesterday, and the kids were all out, and the dogs were all out. It was really a fun thing to do. So, all righty. So let's look. Again, folks, apologize. Jacob just quickly put something on, and there we go. Hopefully whatever the problem is, except we're not sure exactly what it is fixed. We pray, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. And I'm going to keep checking back in with you just so
to make sure I'm here.
Yeah, to make sure, because I said, okay, Jacob went in. There was nothing, and I said, well, maybe he's getting a phone call. And then I thought, well, maybe we need to check, because there was no music. And I thought, I'll bet you we got a problem. So I went and checked the link, and I'm so delighted it wasn't me for a change, or my equipment. So. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm just trying to decide. Well, let's talk a little bit about spring, shall we?
Sounds good.
Okay, what do you got?
All right. So, what did you... You just asked what people's favorite parts of spring were, right?
Yeah, I think that's what we did. Let me see if I can find exactly the question for you.
Yeah.
The question was, what's the best part of spring for you and why?
Ah.
You don't have it?
I do.
All right, well, you look for it, and I'll talk about data history. But that's just I know we're having some technical issues today, but Jacob will find it. Mm-hmm. Actually, today is actually an interesting day in history. And Benjamin Franklin, I think, is one of those people. I mean, everybody associates him with the Liberty Bell and being the ambassador to France and glasses and the kite, right? But he was really a very forward-thinking guy. The first abolition society in North America was established, and it was called the Society for the Relief of Free Negroes Unlawfully Held in Bondage. So the question is, were there Negroes that were lawfully held in bondage? And not from his point of view. He was one of the early and first proponents of getting rid of slavery, and went to the Continental Congress, tried to get a constitutional amendment as early as like 1790, very far ahead of his time. Was not successful, but he tried. And so good for, I think we need to give Benjamin Franklin probably more credit than he actually gets. And Benjamin Rush, whom I know almost nothing about. On this day in 1828, Noah Webster copyrighted the first edition of his dictionary, which is a big deal, right? Putting all those words together?
Definitely.
This is also this is the day the Donner Party left Illinois for California. And what do we associate the Donner Party with?
Cannibalism?
Yes, absolutely. That's the negative part, but they did what they needed to do to survive.
Yeah.
But, I think it was the Chilean soccer players that crashed in the Andes?
Yeah.
I met one of those guys.
Isn't there a movie about that?
There was. And what he said is that it was because they were all Catholic. And he said it was nearly a religious experience. They really felt that they were consecrating Louis the Host so that people could live. And they didn't kill anybody. They were people who had already died.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Wow.
Difficult decision. But I suppose that sort of need to stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
This is the day that Lincoln was shot, even though... Now, I have you ever been to Ford's Theater?
Nope.
Need to do that in Washington. It's okay. It's an extraordinary thing to do. And he was shot point blank in his brain. So you know he was dead. But they really, it was 6 blocks from the White House, and everybody was out of town, and they were worried that it was a plot, which in fact it was. So they took him across the street, because then there was no access. And they were really afraid that the entire government was targeted. But they say he died on the 15th. He didn't. He was dead then. His pupils were unreactive. He was what we would call brain dead at that time. But they kept up the fiction, and I think it really was a fiction, so that they could assure getting the vice president there and sort of having the government go on. Some more stuff in history. Very interesting day, actually. And hopefully we'll keep the radio program going. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right. I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, today is a really interesting. I mean, the idea that we say that Abraham Lincoln died on April 15th. It was clearly. I mean, if you're there, I mean, it always seemed to me if you look at the picture of John Wilkes Booth. You have the sense, I mean, people who were shot in the head, even with a relatively small caliber gun, at point-blank range, I mean, the brain is not very forgiving of things like that. It's one thing to get, a scalp wound or something like that. That isn't what happened. But clearly, it was expedient to say that the president was still alive. Wasn't particularly honest, but it was particularly expedient, so... All right. In 1894, the first ever motion picture house opened in New York City. Dun, dun, dun. Using 10 kinetoscopes for a device for peep show viewing of films. I mean, if you look at the history, what is it from? Is it Titanic? I can't remember which play, and I read the book as well, that said that some of the peddlers from the Lower East Side would make cutouts. They would do cameos for people, and they were very good at it. And then somebody got the idea of making a little book with it, so it looked like people were moving, that horses were running, I think was the first one. And from that, so like Louis B. Mayer and Jack Warner and all those guys really came from that European tradition of peddlers on the Lower East Side of New York making cameos and then making so people could watch them, and then they would look through a kinetoscope, and that's where movies came from. So there you go.
That's pretty crazy.
It may have been Ragtime. I can't remember which movie it was, but because the next issue is in 1912, Titanic hit an iceberg at just before midnight and sunk the morning of April 15th. So we have all these kinds of things that that are attributed to April 15th, which really happened on the 14th. The first Volvo premiered in Gothenburg, Sweden on this day in 1927. Think about that. Volvo's been around a long time. Of course, there's the Ford. 1939, Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck was published by Viking Press. You can see this is a really extraordinary day. In 1956, in Chicago, videotape was first demonstrated. In 1968, there was a tie for Best Actress. I actually know this. Did you know this? Do you know who it was without looking?
No.
I actually knew this. Of course, I know about movies. Katharine Hepburn and Barbara Streisand. Mm. It's the only tie ever. The heaviest hailstorm in 1986 ever recorded, it was almost 2.5 pounds, fell in Bangladesh, killed 92 people. Not that, presumably, the heaviest hailstone. So not one hailstone did not take down 92 people. But think about a 2-pound, so anything coming out of the sky at you.
Mm.
What does a baseball weigh? Baseball doesn't weigh anywhere near 2 pounds.
No.
A golf ball doesn't weigh. And presumably, depending on how high it was, it could be going pretty fast.
Yeah.
I remember a hailstorm in Denver where the hail balls was about, it was the size of about a silver dollar.
Mm.
And we actually have pictures of it from when I was a kid. And I remember it dented. We had a shed in the backyard, and it dented the roof. And we thought it was just fascinating. We thought it was really cool. Because we didn't think about the fact that it was incredibly dangerous.
Yeah. One summer here in Minnesota, it was pretty close to baseball size. I had a car that I had a really expensive loan on, and it was just really killing me. And I'd always wished it would get destroyed somehow, and lo and behold, we had this huge hailstorm that just demolished my car, and it was totaled, and they gave me the money I paid the loan off, and it was a great day.
So you have influence with Mother Nature that we can only guess at.
I guess, yeah.
Wow, Jacob, that is very cool.
Yeah,
you're gonna love the theater review for today.
Nice.
In 1999, a severe hailstorm struck Sydney, Australia, costing $2.3 billion in damages, the most costly natural disaster in Australian history.
Whoa.
So we think of hail as being kind of snow on steroids. Hail is really dangerous.
Yeah.
Except in Jacob's case, which was literally a godsend.
Yes.
There we go. On this day in 2003, it seems unbelievable, it was actually 13 years ago, the Human Genome Project was completed with 99% of the human genome sequenced to an accuracy of 99.99%. It's hard to believe the genome has been around that long. Doesn't seem like it, do you think?
No.
Seems like it's more modern than that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually reading, somebody just sent me this really good book, it's called Genius, and it's clearly going to be the next Twilight thing. It's three kids who all have extraordinary powers and get in this race to save the world and save each other. And it's so well written, and the technology in it is so smart, which is also one of the movies I'm going to review for you today. So all of this is kind of fitting together in a nice, appropriate way. The good news, which is really Shane's legacy of the program, is provides free medical care for homeless people's pets. I actually was involved, and don't do it so much anymore, with a group that does exactly that, that provides specifically shelters where you can take your animal. So because it's an issue. Yeah, I was talking about an incredibly hip couple on the train, which I think were bogus. I think it was Street Performance, who talked about a dog, but they had all this sort of really cool hip stuff, and they were talking about having to go to Staten Island to find a hotel that would allow animals. First of all, there are a lot of hotels that allow animals, number one, and number two, there are a number of shelters in New York, but I think they were scamming people. But if you're going to scam people, apparently having an animal helps a lot. Okay, what else we got? Let me finish up this, and then we'll go. I'll tell you what. Let's go back to springtime, just because it makes people happy.
Okay.
And today is it's an interesting day meteorologically as well as everything else. And I know a number of you have sent me emails saying, "Okay, you're not on, and we can't get you online." Folks, it was the whole network went down. It wasn't just me. It wasn't my equipment. It wasn't Jacob, and it wasn't me. But we're back, okay? So, I just said to Jacob, "Listen, I am so impressed. If I turned on my favorite whatever, and it wasn't there, what I'd probably do is just say okay and turn it off again. You guys get in touch. You make phone calls. I think it's wonderful." And it also gives us the sense, although Jacob knew it, I didn't. I'm just happily talking into the void and asking Jacob a question, and Jacob's not answering. And I'm then thinking, okay, is he off doing something else? Is his mic off? Or so I just keep talking to what I think the station break is. And then I go, and it says, oh, yeah. And so I went back on, and I knew it wasn't my equipment because the guys would have called and said, Joy, everything just dropped off, so I knew it was something a little bit more cataclysmic than that. But we got it fixed, and we're back on. And so let's talk a little bit more about springtime. Yeah. Lay it on me.
All right. So what's the best part of spring for you and why? Jude says getting out of the house.
Yeah.
I agree with.
Yeah, there is something about just sort of feeling like... your cabin fever is off. I also open up all the windows, even though it wasn't warm enough. But the idea of just fresh air just seems such a good idea.
Barbara, just the right temps, not freezing cold and not boiling hot.
Well, I
depends
agree
where
with
you're
you.
At, but
it and hopefully we will get more sort of pleasant weather as the time goes on. So.
What is it there?
Today, let's see if I can figure. I think when I last checked, it was 53 and a 11-mile-an-hour wind, so they said the wind chill was about, it felt like 48.
Oh, wow. We're
still
up on
cool.
today. We got 60s, supposed to be mid-70s today.
Oh, sure. Just kind of, that's okay. Just kind of rub it in. Okay.
Mary, when I lived in New York, to see... A crocus bloom.
Crocus.
Crocus. I don't know what that is.
A crocus is a little flower. Croci are sometimes yellow, sometimes white, and they come up about the same time. They're considered Easter flowers, and they come up about the same time that they come from bulbs, and they come about the same time tulips and hyacinths, mostly tulips and daffodils come up. They're one of the very early sort of pushing their way through. The snow sometimes. Let's see if I can find a picture of a crocus for you, so I can show you. But they're I don't think the croci I don't think have any particular smell to them, but they are a harbinger of spring. So why are we not finding this? All right, I'll sort of update you on crocus. Here we go. Yeah, they're white. They actually have some purple ones, saffron. I'm more used to the white or yellow ones. So there you go. All right, they look like little cups almost. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. Again, thanks for being patient with us. I know that we had some technical problems that have hopefully all been taken care of so that everything is just groovy. And we're here with you live, so there you go. 855-993-7569. All right, let's talk some more about spring.
Yes.
Okay.
Kiana chimed in about spring and said, it's the sun. Everyone knows it's the sun.
There you
Which
go.
Is
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's something about just the longer days and shorter nights and the fact. But I agree with you. I mean, the temperature was actually warmer a couple of days ago, but just the sunshine being out was great.
Yeah. Amy says, shedding the heavy, bulky outer clothing. I feel like I lost 20 pounds.
Yeah. And boots. I am so tired of wearing boots in black. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
I think part of that is New York, is that New Yorkers are always in black. But the rest of the country, too. I mean, everybody, I think it's a combination of slimming and you can interchange things and it doesn't get dirty. I don't know why we're all wearing black. You can always tell it's a tourist if they're wearing plaid.
Frank, you mean besides opening day?
Exactly. Well, that's Manny's thing, is sports. Yeah. And the opening day for the Yankees had to be postponed today because it was too cold.
Oh,
but it was
really
cold the day they did it anyway.
Huh.
And I've been to many an opening day in the snow.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yep.
Connie, all the blossoms, they lighten my heart with a smiley face.
Yeah, there is something about it, isn't there? We are sort of flowers, are Mother Nature's gift to remind us that everything will be okay. Unless you're a frozen tulip, and then you're still probably going to be okay, more or less. So.
Don says life.
Well, there is that. Yeah, there is that reminder. And I, it was really funny. As I said, I was out walking around more because I had to rush to some place that I could only get to by walking. And then it didn't happen. So then I walked back. And then the place I was meeting my friend for dinner was over to where I was before. So I was out a lot yesterday. And I've never seen so many baby carriages. And I thought, it's not only baby dogs and cats and deer and rabbits. It's human beings as well. It was like this area is just sprouting babies. You sort of feel like you need to cover your nose and mouth or some other part of your body. But there, I have never seen so many baby carriages in my life. It was just, it was like there was an epidemic. It's spring!
Mary says, waiting for it, yet to arrive in Minnesota, which that was a little few days ago, so now she's probably feeling it.
Well, yeah, maybe at the end of the novel she'll put down, you know, that she that it's finally arrived and she's happy.
Adam says, not dealing with this, and then he sent us a lovely photo of his deck covered in snow.
Oops. We tweaked Adam in the wrong direction, huh? Sorry, Adam. Think of all the little croci and tulips underneath that are just waiting to spring forth and give you a hug.
Right. Sarah, how everything is so bright and fresh after the dark and dreary winter. How green the grass and how brilliant the colors of all the flowers.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many of us are really, I mean, it's such a simple thing of sort of being sort of elated by a flower, but I think there's something very, very sort of shared about it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to England a bunch of years ago, and because, I mean, we think of England as being directly across the United States, it's not, significantly farther north, so it actually gets, I'm not sure, but they got spring before we did. I guess it was a more temperate climate or something. But being in England, and also, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me all of a sudden, but nevertheless, maybe they get more sunlight. I don't know why, but they just got spring before we did. And then going to school in Houston and get the Azalea Festival in February. So think about being able to wander around and see all the azaleas in blossom in February as opposed to here. Everybody's deck is still covered with snow. And if it's not covered with snow, it's still, you're lucky if it hits 20. So
right.
There's something about trees and flowers that gets us all.
Yep. Dana says, sleeping with the windows open, waking up to the sweetest bird songs.
Yeah. Although I at one point, believe it or not, had such noise. There was something, I guess the tree outside my window just attracted the noisiest bird you've ever saw, to the extent that they would actually wake me up.
Oh, man.
I mean, because the little bird going, tweet, 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 is kind of cute. These are, and they were, I don't know if they were fighting over food or what, but they were very noisy, very aggressive birds.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't make me hate them, but it did make me think. But I thought I liked, except I am not a bird lover to be. I mean, I'm not a bird hater, but like my daughter loved having parakeet, and like I don't go to the aviaries at museums and stuff like that, or at zoos and stuff like that. And birds, I don't know, flying rats.
Jennifer, the balance between the polarities of summer and winter, equinox, and the reminder to be equipoised through change.
Yeah. To sort of just, the world changes and just try and find some balance there.
Yep.
You can do that thing with the egg. I think that's the spring thing, isn't it? Is that you can take a raw egg at the vernal equinox. No, the vernal equinox would be the fall. Spring equinox, I think that's right. Vernal, I think, is fall. But I think the spring equinox, you can take an egg and we'll balance it because the earth is in... is halfway between winter. There's something about the gravitational pull, so you can balance a raw egg, supposedly.
Huh.
Make sure you do it where there's some plastic underneath it, because cleaning up raw egg is kind of messy.
Yeah. Sadie says, I'm in Wisconsin. I love shedding the winter coats, and I love to smell the dirt warm up.
Yeah. The true gardener.
Mm.
No one's mentioned worms. That was what I liked best about having a roof garden, is when I was a kid growing up, we had to go out and pick out the dandelions, and I just didn't like the worms. But if you have a roof garden, there aren't worms, because you brought the soil in. It's probably not as healthy for the plants, because the worms aerate it. But it's still, you also don't have to lean over as far.
Yeah.
I'm a great fan of roof decks. So,
and that was our last one.
We got spring done. Well, all right. So go out and take off your coat. And although this is, as I said, the time of year where I tend to get pneumonia because I'm thinking, okay, no more coats. And all of a sudden you go outside and because it's sunny out and I live in a place that's got a lot of windows, so I have the greenhouse effect, but it's probably not warm enough to go without a coat yet. 855-993-7569. We're up and running and live. Give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.